State lawmakers and Governor Cuomo are proposing ways to make nursing homes safer after the pandemic exposed chronic problems with staffing and basic oversight. Health advocates and family members say they're worried none of the reforms would radically improve long-term care. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports.
Health inspectors visited a Bronx nursing home 3 times last year and each time found it spotless, no health or safety issues apparent. In that same period, state records show out of about 400 residents, 65 died from COVID. Jacqueline Lord is a certified nursing assistant at the facility. She says she doesn't know how it passes inspections on a regular basis when she's struggling to spend more than 15 minutes a day with each patient.
We always pass because it's like they find everything is perfect, so they pass. And I can't believe it.
The governor has been criticized for how his team managed patient safety and reported patient deaths in nursing homes during the pandemic. Last week, he proposed ways to improve overall conditions. But advocates for the residents and their families say they don't go far enough.
We've seen that inspectors go into facilities that are not good, safe, clean, well-run facilities, and they come back not reporting anything.
That's Susan Duha, executive director of the Center for Independence of the Disabled, New York. One of the governor's proposals would increase fines. Another would cap nursing home management salary and require that 70% of revenue go to direct patient care.
And that doesn't mean that the money goes into paying those with the toughest workloads. And it doesn't mean that there will be enough staff.
A report from State Attorney General Tish James found nursing homes with lower staff levels had more COVID deaths, and it recommended setting a minimum patient-to-staff ratio. A nursing home workers' union representative says they think the ratio will force nursing home operators to increase staffing. But Vivian Zayas says she's skeptical of the governor's reforms. Her mother died of COVID last spring in a Long Island rehab center.
He makes decisions with the nursing home lobbies and the hospital lobbies, but they never discuss it with the families.
Nursing home operators are critical of the reforms, too. They say they need more money from the state in the form of Medicaid reimbursement. These issues have plagued nursing homes for years, and they're finally getting some traction. But it's come after more than 15,000 New Yorkers who lived in nursing homes and long-term care facilities have died from COVID-19. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.